We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now we're talking about angels again. We're continuing on the subject. I want us to look today at angels as part of our deliverance. Turn to Romans, the 10th chapter. I don't think we ever read it. The thing that the Apostle Paul said about salvation there and deliverance that comes, and you can readily see as you move over here to verse 17, for it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God," that he is talking about you speaking. He's not just talking about somebody else saying it. He's talking about you speaking it yourself, your voice uttering the things that God said. All right, now follow this down. "What saith it is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Now notice, you shall be saved. After you've done this, thou shalt be saved. Okay, you're born again, right? Now, listen to what he says. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Now here again, this word salvation is the Greek word sozo. It does not just mean be saved. See, you can believe with your heart and be saved. But he said, "And with the mouth confession is made unto deliverance, preservation, healing, soundness." In other words, if you're going to get the full benefits of salvation, you're going to have to get your mouth in motion. You're going to have to begin to speak the things that God said. You're going to have to begin to verbalize and put forth in an audible voice the things God has said, for it'll produce faith inside you. Not only that, the angels hear you. The angels are listening to the things that you're saying. Now, actually, when you come right down to it, in this context here, these passages, what he's calling the word of faith, which I preach, was the word of God. Now, Jesus was the word of God personified in the earth. In fact, let me just take a little time here and point out to you something that I believe will help you understand some more about using the word of God to bring forth the manifestation of the promises, not only as far as angels are concerned, getting them involved, but as far as the law of faith is concerned, and as far as God's purpose for giving us the Word of God. He said, "The righteousness which is of faith wouldn't say, who will ascend into heaven to bring Christ down from above?" Now, what he's referring to here is the fact that Jesus, when he was up on the earth, he was the Word of God personified. He was the Word in person form. If you want to know what God's like, look at what Jesus was doing. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then, of course, verse 14 there of John, the first chapter, says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So when Jesus ministered here on the earth, he was here to show us what God's Word could do as far as destroying the work of the devil through a flesh, blood, and bone body upon this planet earth. He was here to show us. He was actually here to destroy the works of the devil, but to prove to us also what could be done by the Word of God through a physical flesh, blood, and bone body. Now, Jesus went away and ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he's seated there. The Bible says he will stay there until his enemies are made his footstool. But now here Paul says, "The righteousness which is of faith doesn't say bring Jesus back so he could do it." You don't have to bring Jesus back to get healed or bring Jesus back to get delivered from this situation that you find yourself in. He says the Word is nigh thee. The same Word that was abiding on the earth in flesh form, the same Word is available to us today here on the earth in the printed page. And if we get it inside us, and he tells us right in the Scripture how to get it inside. You get it in your mouth, and then you get it in your heart. You speak it there. you speak the word of God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So salvation includes a lot more than what most people have ever understood. You have a right to expect the ministry of angels to get involved, or angels to get involved in your affairs in life. If you believe the word of God, I'm saying, and what I'm seeing in the word of God, that it is part of salvation. It is part of the deliverance that is brought to us and given to us, because it's plainly in the scriptures here in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So we need to be aware of those things and not let them slip from us, but that we should do what the word says to do concerning it. Now let's go to scripture in the Old Testament, Exodus the 14th chapter, verse 19. We'll read a few verses there. And the angel of God went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Now, this is referring to the time that they were coming out of the land of Egypt. Now, we've already read, in fact, I think it'd be good if we read it again. We're right there in the book of Exodus, chapter 23. Let's just refresh our memory on it. Chapter 23, verse 20. Here's what God said to them. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. In other words, God sent an angel of the Lord to keep the children of Israel and bring them to the place that he had prepared. That was his purpose for sending the special angel, the angel of the Lord. He said, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, I will be an enemy to thine enemies, an adversary to thine adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Persianites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I'll cut them off. Now this is what we see that actually has happened here. It was already in progress, and God just reaffirmed it here, that he's going to drive out the inhabitants of the land. But notice the angel of God went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them and came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. Now, you see, God said, I'll be an adversary to your adversary, and an enemy to your enemy. And here this cloud, the same cloud that produced light for the children of Israel, was producing darkness on the backside for the enemy. Now I think there's something prophetic there in that. I believe it's a type of the end time, things that will happen, that God will certainly manifest himself in the earth as we get closer to the end of time. I believe that God's going to give us light and insight into the Word of God, and our light shall grow lighter, but the darkness of the world and the unbeliever shall grow darker, for wicked men will wax worse and worse. And said, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back, the strong wind, and there was great deliverance, you see. Now, God used angels all through the Old Testament. And we know that. We've all understood that. But somehow we've let it slip from us when we get over into the day that we live. And we wonder, well, I wonder why we don't have any manifestation of these things today. Why don't we see these things today? But you know, if we just read the newspaper sometime, we'd see some manifestation of it. Just a few years ago, back when the Six-Day War of Israel took place, there were some tremendous things that happened. Some things that just absolutely shook people over there. You didn't hear a whole lot about it, but a friend of mine was over there, and he was talking to some people and found out that they recognized the fact that angels had a part to play in that. There's many of the wars that Israel has fought over there has been supernatural intervention by angels. And I know that most of you probably saw it in the newspaper. I remember seeing it. There was a big picture in the paper of all these tanks that the Soviet Union had put over there to fight against Israel. And they were all just sitting out in the middle of the desert, and all of the guys that were supposed to have been operating them jumped out and run off. I mean, something like 200 tanks. And it was kind of a mystery what happened until they got to digging into it. And come to find out, they said they saw this big angel standing on the hill up there with their sword drawn. And different stories. Some of them saw different things, but they all jumped out of the tanks and run off. And some of them said they saw that they were just so outnumbered by tanks and artillery until they run off. But there wasn't anybody over there. And Israel just, of course, took the tanks. They were full of fuel and everything, and just painted the Star of David on them, and here they went. So there is still some manifestation of these things going on in the earth today. But you see, we need to learn that God is still the same, and these ministering spirits are in the earth today. They're here to minister for us. They're not here to just do everything that we want to call on them to do, but they're here to minister for us. They do things that we can't do.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. And before I leave the broadcast, I want to remind you all this week we have a CD offer number 7240, The Substance of Things. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $19. Now, you know, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now, hope is a partner to faith. So, faith is giving substance to things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. Now, sometimes you hear people say, "Oh, well, now, don't get their hopes up," you know, talking about somebody that's got some dreaded disease and they think they're going to die. Well, don't get their hopes up. Well, sure you want to get their hopes up. If faith is a substance of things hoped for, and you have no hope, if you had all the faith in the world, there would be nothing for faith to give substance to. So you have to have hope. You have to have supernatural hope from the Word of God to apply your faith in that hope. Faith is giving substance to what you hope for. Now, it's not just talking about empty hope based on just what you desire. It's based on the authority of the Word of God. Speaking of Abraham, the Apostle Paul says he believed in hope when there was no hope. Now, how can you believe in hope when there is no hope? Because it was supernatural hope. And some of you, there may be no natural hope for you, physically or financially or whatever, but there's supernatural hope. God's Word is the substance. It has the seed of what you need in it. And faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now, if you have hope based on the authority of the Word of God, you have something for faith to give substance to. You need this
CD offer number 7240. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
The toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.